Near the town square in Memphis, Missouri, you'll find a monument to a soldier who died in World War I. The marker was recently relocated here, which is a story in itself. And a look at the inscription on this tall obelisk reveals much about the man and his grieving family. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
About a century ago, a family who grieved the loss of their only child in World War I erected a monument to him and other soldiers. That monument stood in the middle of their farm field.
He's life-size, and he sits up in the air. He's on top of a 12-foot pillar.
As Rhonda McBee explains, the monument was known as the Soldier in the Field, placed on the Barnett Farm after their son died at Fort Riley, Kansas, perhaps due to the Spanish flu. The family moved away, and over time, the monument deteriorated. Locals decided to move it to the grounds of the Historical Society in Memphis, Missouri, but there were some stipulations on such a relocation.
He had to be facing west, so we have him on the northwest corner of our lot, so he does face west. And one of the other things, he was supposed to always have flowers planted, so we're hoping to get the flower box erected on the front of it.
We don't know why the soldier needed to face west, but we do know much about his family. Their thoughts are inscribed on the base of the monument.
His mother's heart was broken, and she has a written piece that you can tell that she never got over the loss of her son.
And we know much about the Barnett Farm, as details about what they raised were engraved on one side of the base as well.
But it talks about they raised dogs, Hereford cattle, I think, and some type of hogs. And they were really quite well-to-do at the time for this area.
The monument is just one of several things the Historical Society has to see in the seat of Scotland County.
We have the Downing House, we have the depot, the Boyer House, we have a summer kitchen, and a carriage house, along with a rose garden, the Gorn commemorative bell, and the Soldier in the Field statue.
Traveling the Countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.